Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. Thank you all so much for tuning in on tonight, this Monday night, the 19th of November, which is Thanksgiving. Pre-Smile 3E Iron Sharpening Iron program. I would like to say to everyone that's tuning in tonight, don't forget to give God thanks for everything that's going on in your life. We are here with you every Monday night, but thanking God that this is the pre-Thanksgiving Monday service. So this Monday, as usual, we start at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you're in another time zone, it's 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser, which is my co-host for tonight's blog talk on Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron program. I'm going to ask Minister Sheila, how are you feeling tonight, Minister Sheila?
I'm feeling wonderful through the grace of God and the blessing of Christ, Lord Jesus, for another miracle of a day of life and to love and to praise Him. And how are you doing, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright?
I'm doing great. I want everyone to pray with us. I'm going to ask Minister Sheila to pray in a moment, but I want you to pray with us. If you are listening in tonight, pray with us. In the city of Chicago, we had some terrible things that happened in the city today that caused a man to go into a hospital where he was in a relationship with a doctor, and she broke it off, and he decided that he was going to go to the hospital and take action. So he ended up killing her co-worker, which is a pharmacy tech, as well as a police officer, was wounded and fatally wounded, as well as the gun person was fatally wounded. So I'm going to ask you all to pray along with Minister Sheila for the city of Chicago, as well as for the body of Christ. Okay, Minister Sheila, would you pray for us today?
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God, for another day. God, I ask you to bless all the people in this world to understand no matter what their problems is, it's not their judgment on how to judge amongst others. It's no matter what their problem is or what they're going through, Lord, they need to take it and give it to you. Put it in your hands, Lord. Ask them. They need to ask you to show them how to go through the situation, the problem, whatever it might be, finance, family, relationships, friendships, co-workers, whatever it is, Lord, you can handle it. You can show them the way. You can tell them how to take it, not to judge in the way that the devil would choose for them to judge, so that he can maybe win another life. Lord, let them understand you are the answer and you always will be the answer. We will always have ups and downs, trials and tribulations, you know, love and no love, to be hatred, to be done upon in the wrong way, but not to go back in a ugly way toward them. Lord, we need you to bless our hearts, our minds, and our souls to understand no matter how much hurt or pain you're going through, you can win with the love of God. You can win with the blood of Jesus. Lord, we need you to bless us. We need you to remove all this corrupt and this hatred and this mischief and all this ugliness that the people that's coming on into this world. Lord, we need to bless us all and to help us understand that you are the answer, to send your angels among to us, to touch us, to help us to understand, to live the life of love and joy. Just because it's not your way today, let's just say it's right now, don't mean it's going to be worse later. You need to pray. You need to understand there's going to be hurt. It's going to be pain. It's going to be upset. but it's going to take you to be the man and woman of God that you are, that you need to be, that you truly need to understand you are, to help and to understand ourselves among others, how to deal with the downfalls or however the obsession it is that you are going through. Lord, I ask you to bless us all. I ask you to bless Apostle Sandra Thomas and her family, and to keep us strong and mighty and powerful in your heart and in your mind and in her words to teach and to praise us more. Excuse me, I ask you to look and to bless Apostle Alexis, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, and help her on her way through her trials and tribulations and through her travels and through all her work and knowledge of you. I ask you to address Prophet Antoine Thomas, a young man of God, of teaching and to understanding, to worship and to praise you. I ask you to bless Pastor Troy Thomas, another young man of knowledge in God, wisdom, and to understand and to teach us. I ask you to bless Minister Brandon Kaiser, a young man with knowledge and teaching and understanding and love for you. I ask you to bless Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright in the teaching and the understanding and the words and wisdom that she has come to us with. And I ask you to bless Elder Kathy Kendall, a woman of God of teaching and knowledge and know-how and how to praise and bless you. I ask you to bless Dr. Serena Wright, a young woman of love and wisdom and words, and to teach us and to keep us all. Lord, I ask you to bless all our parents, our mothers, our fathers, our sisters, our brothers, our sons, our daughters, our granddaughters, our grandsons. Lord, I ask you to bless each and every one on this earth. I ask you to bless the ones that was here yesterday but not here today, to bless the families and to help them understand that as we come, we must go. But we need to be going into the hands and the arms and the love in the house of you. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I ask you to bless us all and to help us. And again, look over the families of them, the people that had the little mishap today because of a devil that holds to a man, of a man that he did not belong to. But you have blessed him and helped the young man to understand that he still needs to have a conversation and to love and the right to knowledge, to love and understand you. Amen.
Yeah, we would thank you for Minister Sheila to pray for us, God. I just ask you to cover her and her family on tonight, today. God, I'm asking that we all could come together today. This is the third Wednesday of the month of November. And on the third Wednesday of the month, I would normally either get a guest speaker or I would speak, but I decided this third Wednesday we would make it a service of Thanksgiving, that I would like to have everyone that's listening in, if they could get a chance, or to say something. And I would like to ask Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser to make comments if they could find a scripture or remarks on a scripture of thanksgiving or thanks. And to just
hello.
I don't know what happened. The phone just went dead.
I don't know. It's the devil working, but he ain't going to win. I reconnected, and I apologize to anyone that's listening that the trouble we might be having on the phone service tonight is no more than the devil, because I can appreciate us knowing and learning and praising the word of God and giving all our love and thanks to him.
Call me back because I have an echo in my phone.
Okay, let's go through this again. Hang it up. All right, are we connected now?
We are. And I would like to say thank you for calling me back. It, like you were saying earlier, it's just the devil trying to get dizzy, but we're going to give thanks. We're going to give thanks to God for all things. We're going to even give thanks to God for the little mishap. But as I was saying that, I just thank God for the ability to be able to talk, because it was a time that I could not get anyone to understand what I was saying, if anything would come out my mouth. I'm just grateful and thankful. You know, I was looking up scriptures where I could find the thanksgiving, I could find giving thanks, and I could find thankful. And I found the scripture, Psalms 100, verse 4, where it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Thankful unto him and bless his name. So I'm just going to bless the name of Jesus on today. Bless his holy name and just say, God, I thank you for everything. Because the next verse, the fifth verse, says, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. So for my generation that's under me, and for my sons and nieces and nephews, the generations that's under them, down to the seventh generation and so on, I just want to just let God know that I just give him thanks. I'm going to teach my son to teach his kids and so on and his family members to just give thanks to God, not just in November, but every day of the year to just give thanks. I thank God that the people that was in the hospital here in Chicago at Mercy Hospital, the name of the hospital is Mercy, that God did have mercy. And I just read that scripture that says, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting. So on today, they was in the hospital, the Mercy Hospital in Chicago, where the shooting took place. And I just want to thank God that more people didn't get hurt, that that people were able to hide and do the cold silver or whatever code they had in place. I just want to thank God that he's keeping me safe as a far. I want to thank God for keeping my family safe, that we know that every day or the next day, not even tonight, let alone tomorrow, is promised to us. But I'm just thankful. I'm thanking God for allowing the family to get together and come together for us to do our little potluck that we looked forward to doing. And I just thank God that he's making a way. He's opening up the doors. He's opening up each and every one of our hearts towards one another. Because if we joke about it and we laugh about it, but we know that we are always happy to see family members. Some we know why and some we just don't know why. But I just want to thank God for my family. I know what my mom put in us. I know what my mom taught us about family, about loving family, about the blessings that comes upon a family, as well as we don't do right by God, we don't bless his name, if we don't treat God's house right, God won't treat our house right. God loves us. And he calls us his sisters and brothers. He said we are joint heirs with him. We have to learn how to be thankful. I'm asking God to teach me how to be thankful for whatever abilities that my family members have. I'm asking God to teach me how to be thankful and grateful for them. I'm asking God to touch my heart. Now, you can act like you don't live that place, but we know we have some issues sometimes with one another and everything, and with everything and one another. So I'm asking God to touch my heart before I speak for someone else or about someone else. I always use myself as an example. And I'm the example of saying, God, touch my heart. Every place that I need to have love abide in there, God, I'm asking you to put that in my heart that I can see and learn how to love people where they at, instead of always looking for people to love me where I'm at. God, teach me how to be thankful. Teach me how to always be in the place of thanksgiving. Teach me how to be able to say thank you and mean it. Teach me how to be able to say, I'm glad that God has brought you to this place, and be thankful and for real when I say it, because sometimes, you know, we say things because it sounds good. Like when our bosses put stuff in front of us at work, we say, well, you know, when they told us about that, it looked good on paper. You know, when it's in black and white, it looks real good and it looks real easy until you have to perform that thing. But I'm saying to God, I thank you for my job. I thank you for the trials and tribulations I'm going through right now, because it's to take me to another place. I'm thanking God that he's teaching me patience at this age. I'm thanking God that he's still teaching me how to communicate with people on another level, that I can't always see things on the level that I'm on. I have to go above myself and beyond myself. And I'm saying, God, I thank you for the ability to get up and take care of the business that you have put before me. I'm saying, God, I thank you that you have given me the finances or the way to get to the finances to do what you have put a desire in my heart. God, I'm thanking you for your word, that I can go to your word and see what your word tells me and some that you will give me the desires of my heart. I thank you, Lord, that when I talk to you, I can hear you. I thank you that I ask you for favor. You give it to me. I thank you that you taught me that favor isn't fair. God, I thank you that you taught me that you reign on the just as well as the unjust. Thank you that you've given your word that we have from Genesis to Revelation, from verse 1 to the last verse. I thank you that you have said, I could come boldly through to your throne. God, I just thank you for everything. I thank you that you have given me a family that I hear some people say, I don't have sisters and brothers. I don't have no family. But God, I thank you that I don't have to say that. I can't say that because I have sisters and brothers. I have a family. I have a husband. I have a son. I have nieces and nephews. God, I thank you for everything. You know, I tease my sister Sheila a lot about when she say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. But Lord, I be teasing because I like to laugh and joke around. But I'm like Sheila. God, I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough. God, if I could have the whole day long just saying thank you from the time I got up till I went to bed and woke up in between, I still say thank you, God, it wouldn't be enough. When I look up back over the years and over the illnesses and over the sicknesses and just over the day, God, what you have done for me and my family. God, if I knew how to say it in any other language, I still couldn't say thank you enough. God, I just thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Lord, you have been so good to me. You have been so good to my family. You have been so good to my legacy, my lineage. You have been so good to my bloodline. God, you have been so good that, like I said, when I wake up, I try to wake up every morning saying, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for waking me up. Lord, I thank you for taking me on my way. I pray going to work. I pray while I'm getting ready for work. I pray while I'm at work. I pray when I'm getting home from work. I pray and thank God when I get home from work. Like I said, I'm just at the point that I'm just not taking anything for granted anymore. I'm not thinking God owed me anything because God owes me nothing. I have to thank him for everything he's done for me. When I was born, I'm saying thank you, Lord, that I didn't die in the crib. I didn't die sleeping under my mama. I didn't die as a child. I'm saying thank you, Lord, that even at this age, in my late 50s, I'm not dead. And I thank God for the ability. Some of y'all don't get it because when you talk every day and all day long and you haven't had a chance to lose your voice or you haven't had a chance where Now, I'm not talking about laryngitis. I'm just talking about when your voice is not working. You know it's there. You speak it under a whisper. What I'm talking about, when you know you want to say something and you can't, when you're trying to say something and it don't come out right. I remember years ago, my sister, Minister Sheila, had a aneurysm, and she was trying to tell us she wanted some water, but all that came out of her mouth was kadakada. And she couldn't hear it, but she couldn't understand that it was coming out of her, and she was saying kadakada. And we didn't know what she was. We was looking at each other like, what is she saying? What is wrong with her? Not understanding that because she had an aneurysm, her blockers was blocking her words. So she went on and got the water. Like, in her mind, she was telling us she wanted some water, and would we give her a cup of water? But we didn't understand it because she was saying kadakada. So, like I say, but I'm talking about myself, where nothing comes out, just the air. And I could be talking with someone, and sometimes my voice don't come out because I had a carotid stroke. And I thank God that I came back from a stroke. I thank God that when I had the stroke, and since I had to have it, I had it at work, and I was able to get help within minutes, which caused me not to be twisted up and drooling, and I was able to get help. Sometimes I have problems where my voice cuts off and the words don't come out. Sometimes I have to repeat myself because somebody will say what, because I could be talking and all of a sudden the wording won't come out anymore. I'm just moving my lips, you know, like we used to look at those when I was younger, people my age would understand. We used to look at those movies back in the day where the lips is moving but nothing was coming out, or the voice would work first and then the lips would move last. So they know what I'm talking about, but I'm having the lips moving but nothing's coming out. So I thank God for those little things that we don't seem to take for granted. You know what I say, what I mean by that, we don't seem to take for granted. We don't take it for granted until you don't have it anymore. I thank God that I'm able to pick up a cup and I'm able to get up and walk around, because I remember my mom used to say, baby, I let them young people do it because they got young legs. I didn't know what she meant by that. I used to think she was trying to be funny. But when I be at work and I have to move around and I have to do certain things, I'd be looking at the young ladies and say, oh, no, baby, you're going to take care of that because you got young legs. I'm like my mom was now. These ladies have been carrying around and walking around so long, and they done got old. Well, I don't want to do much no more. Not so much I don't want to. Some things I can't do anymore, or I can't do it at a speedy pace of speed, so I have to sit back and be thankful that I can move to the ability that I want to move. I want to, you know, get up and as we used to say, dance a praise, a praise dance. But in my mind, I got these young legs. In my mind, I could really do that move. But in reality, I can't. I just thank God for the vision of dream, and I thank God for allowing me to think I can do it. So I'm just want to give my sister a chance to tell us of what she's thankful for, and if possibly Lex Cecilia is able to speak to us on tonight, would like for her to be also give us a chance to hear what she's thankful for. So anyone else that would like to tell us after we give these comments, please feel free to let us know you're on the line. And I'm going to ask Minister Sheila right now if you would like to tell us what you're thankful for.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for your words. As I always say, I'm just thankful. Thank you, thank you, thank you for having another day of life. I sit up and I just look at things. I think about things, and I just see myself. And I just say, Lord, I thank you. I'm going through procedures. I'm going through doctor's appointments. I'm going through this. I'm going through this. But I can still say, Lord, thank you. People, I understand, they ain't even say thank you. What did you thank? Who did you thank? Did you thank anything today? I tell 24/7 is still not enough for me to say, God, thank you. But as we mentioned earlier in the service today, how many was here this morning? Did any, was they able, or did they even say thank you, that are not here now? Lord, I just thank you, and I thank you because the place is 20 miles away. It was still too close to me. If it was 200 miles away, it was still too close to me. And yet I say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the people that was able to live through this situation today. I'm thanking you for the ones that went through the situation today that are still here. Lord, I thank you for just to say thank you. It's just means so much to me when I can wake up in the morning, I can open my eyes, I can open my mouth and say thank you, and I can still talk. I can sit up in my bed and walk to the next part of my room and I can say thank you. I can still walk. I just thank God. I give him all the thanks I can because so many can't do this evening what you did this morning. Some is don't realize that you are only here due to God and to his son. I call big brother, Lord Jesus, the blood of Jesus that blessed us to be here. A lot of people thank you, need to say thank you. A lot of people need to say thank you for yet what you have, what you got, what you are doing, so many can't do, but yet still say, Lord, I thank you. Just to say thank you, you want people to thank, say thanks to you, but can you wake up or can you just take the time out and say, God, I thank you. He gave his son for us to be here today. Jesus gave his life for us to be here today. And all I can't even say enough for saying thank you. Can't say how many times I'll be praising the Lord and saying thank you. That little demon devil back there, I just tell him, if you don't go somewhere and sit down, you need to be quiet. You need to just realize, I don't care what you're saying, what you're praying, what you're thinking. He ain't, you just don't know who he is yet. You haven't recognized that I'm known never in my life, long as God give me breath, where I can't, even if I don't have it, I can think it, but I can't say thank you. Because I thank the Lord for I'm here. Went through my surgery last week. I'm still here. Doctors looking at me like, yes, I'm still here. Because yet I'm not supposed to be where I'm at today. My recovery came quicker and better and more powerful from God's hand. And all I can say is thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Don't never believe you are doing what you're doing because of you. If God says no, sometimes he might have to show you who is in charge, and you still need to say thank you. Don't never get up a day and challenge yourself where you don't say enough to God and his son, Lord Jesus. Thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Back to you, minister. Excuse me again for my crazy phone cutting off again. It ain't going to win tonight. It ain't going to win tonight. And I'm going to still say, Lord Jesus, thank you for reconnecting us. Back to you, Mr. Sylvia.
Amen, amen. Thank God for those. As Minister Sheila always say, them powerful, powerful words of encouragement. So I'm going to see if Apostle-elect is on the line. Apostle Cecilia, are you able to talk with us tonight and give God thanks? Take it that Apostle-elect is always multitasking. So we're just going to keep going with everything we have programmed for our life as far as giving God thanks. That is our top priority, is to give God thanks at all times. Is there anyone else on the line that's listening that would like to come in with a comment or have something to say what they give thanks for? Okay, well, we want to thank you all for listening. We want to thank God for this blog talk via email, via web, via Facebook, however you get it. If you go back into the archives and listen to it, we want to thank God for allowing this platform to come upon us. And we want to thank God for Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, who has made it possible for us to have this platform. We just want to say, if we can't do anything, if we don't know what to say, if we haven't had anything to say to God, all you have to say is those few little words. Thank you, Lord. It's just three little words. Like I said, a few little words. Thank you, Lord. Then the more you thank them, the more you will come up with what to say. Thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you, Lord, for my family. Thank you, Lord, for my job. Thank you, Lord, for my health and strength. Thank you, Lord, for my ability to have heat. Some people don't have heat. Thank you, Lord, for light. Some people don't have light. Some people don't have a light bill because someone else is paying it for them. So they need to tell God thank you for that. Some people don't have a phone. Some people just don't have a whole lot of stuff. And some people have everything they need. But regardless whatever your situation is, it should start off and follow up with, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you don't have lights or heat, just to ask God for it. God will let you know why you don't have it, what you need to do to get it, how you got to that place. Ask God to teach you how to be a good steward over what he has given you. Learn how to be thankful to God just because, not even you need something. Just because you just want to say, God, I bless your name. I just want to give you thanks. That's all you have to do. Don't just always come to God with your hand out, you know, with your mouth open. It's okay to live in expectation. It's okay to live wanting. But sometimes just be expecting that God wants to hear from you. He said he inhabits the praises of his people. Just know that God wants to hear from you. His words say, he inhabits the praise for his people. Just know that God loves to hear from you. Because his words say he inhabits the praise of his people. When you can just go to God and just say, Lord, I don't want nothing. Or Lord, I do, but I don't even want to put it on the table right now. Because I just want to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. I just want to thank you. I just want to bless your name, God. I just want to just say, Lord, I love you. Thank you for giving me the ability, the mind, and the thought to love you. Just go to God saying, God, with my whole heart, I bless you. Just don't always want, when God hears from you, it's all about me, myself, and I. It's all about I want, I need, can I have. Just know that God is God. He's given us a reason. He's given us a day by day. He's given us the ability to just come to him with thanks, with thanksgiving, to be thankful. And with all of that, I want God to know I am thankful. I'm giving him thanks, and I'm giving him the grace, the glory, and the honor, because I know that God is able. I know that if I don't know anything else, I know that God is able. I'm giving God thanks for Apostle Sandra Thomas. I'm giving God thanks for Apostle Alexis Sterling Kaiser. These are two women I know that pray and pray and pray and pray without ceasing for others before they pray for themselves. They go before God on their face for others before they go for themselves. I just want to thank God for putting those two women in my life, not just as my pastors or women I consider as pastors, but also my blood. Apostle Sandra Thomas, myself and my sisters, we were raised up like sisters. We are the children of two sisters. Apostle Alexa Celia Kaiser is my blood sister. So Apostle Sandra Thomas, like I said, we are children of two sisters. We're first cousins, but we're raised like sisters. I thank God for them because I do know that when they pray, they don't play. They pray, they don't play. They pray, don't play. When they pray for you and you believe it, that's all you have to do is just join in and prayer with them. Because I am thankful that I have the ability to get to two women that I know can get a prayer through and will teach you how to pray. So again, I just want to say thank you, Lord. I thank you for the ability to join with my sister, Minister Sheila Kaiser, on tonight to give thanks, to tell what we're thankful for, to just let you know, God, we didn't use all big words and fancy words, but God, just to let you know that we are giving you thanks on today. And we want to say thank you for bringing all of our family together this Thursday. Thank you for safe travel coming while they're here and taking them, everyone back to their states, to their homes, or wherever they're going to when the holiday season is over, God. We just want to say again, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for Minister Brandon Kaiser and his wife, Michaela Kaiser. We thank you for that. And I just want to say, God, I thank you for Blog Talk, for everything that is doing, everything that is going to do, and for the purpose that it was set up to do. I thank you for the excitement that's in my heart concerning this program and the men and women of God that ministers on this program. Next Monday is our fourth Monday, and our very own Prophet Antoine Thomas will be our guest speaker. And I'm just asking God to just cover him, his mother, Apostle Sandra Thomas, and his sisters and brothers on this week, to keep them safe until we hear from heaven concerning the plans that you have for our family. God, I just want to thank you for knowing that we're here every Monday night, 8 p.m. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to thank you for every Friday night with our very own Elder Kathy Kendall that is with us at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. She's also on Facebook Live under Kathy Kendall. Her program is called God Still Heals. I thank you for every Sunday morning with Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser, along with Minister Brandon Kaiser with Let's Talk. They're here at 9:30 East Central Standard Time and 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget, again, their program is called Let's Talk. We want to say, God, we thank you for our foundational scripture, which we cannot forget, and we shall not forget. It is from Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So before we leave, I would like to ask Minister Sheila if she had any final words for tonight.
I just want to thank you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, right, and to all that might be listening. And I just want to thank God for another Monday night service, and to thank each and every one, and ask God to bless us all and to bring us into the Thanksgiving as it is for him and only for him, and to thank him for the days that he has blessed us to be. That's all. Thank you.
Amen. So on that note, know that we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. So we will see you and hear from you in the future. God bless. Amen.